Good evening, parents and guardians. This is your host, Dr. Carletta D. Washington. Education for All radio show's goal is to focus on parenting and education topics in order to help you build stronger family relationships and prepare your children for academic success. Special thanks to Mr. Willie Moore Jr. for providing the theme music. We do appreciate all that he has done for Education for All this past year. He is the founding CEO, TV personality, and recording artist. He's also of Will Flow Music and the Young Fly and Save Movement. Please be sure to visit Mr. Moore's website at www.williemoorejr.org. That's WILLIEMOOREJR.org. We also want to let you know that if you have a service or a product that you would like to promote that you feel appeals to parents and families, or you want to become a program sponsor, please contact me, your host, Carletta, C-A-R-L-E-T-T-A, at education4allinc.com. And for resources, programs, scholarships, and our Involved Parent magazine, please visit www.education4allinc.com. We do have an upcoming event that we'd like to make sure you have more information about. At this time, we will be sponsoring a midday mini jazz concert fundraiser for Education for All. Funds raised from this event will allow us to continue to stay on the air, as well as take care of other important expenses that are related to Education for All's endeavors. Nothing goes towards salary. Everything goes strictly towards the operations of Education for All, such as the magazine, the mailings, and other things of that nature. But we will be featuring Mr. Ron Wilkinson. He is a local jazz artist here in the St. Louis, Missouri area. He will be doing a mini concert for us on Saturday, February the 6th, 2016. And also, he will perform his concert from 3 to 5 p.m. And his CDs will be available for purchase before, during, and after the concert. So we encourage you to come out and support Mr. Ron Wilkinson because, again, he is a local jazz artist here in the St. Louis area. And for those who like jazz and you're not in St. Louis, Missouri, come on down anyway and enjoy Mr. Wilkinson. You will not be disappointed. You can also get a taste of Mr. Wilkinson's performance by going to our website at www.educationforallinc.com. And with the tickets, for singles, the ticket price is $15, and for couples, we're suggesting $25. The tickets do include lunch as well as the concert, and parking is included. There's ample parking on the parking lots. The location for this mini concert on Saturday, February 6, 2016, from 3 to 5 p.m. will be 20 South Sarah, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. That's at the corner of Sarah and Forest Park. And if you have any questions, feel free to contact 314-397-8757, 314-397-8757. Also, you can go on our website. Tickets are available online. We're asking that you purchase tickets online in advance at at www.educationforallinc.com. So purchase your tickets in advance. That will also assist with the lunch count. Remember, lunch is included. This is a nice midday event and pre-Valentine's Day event so that you can come out with your sweetheart, and especially if you're parents, you have kids, you can come out and you can get a break and enjoy yourself. So again, visit our website, www.education4allinc.com, to purchase those tickets for our upcoming Saturday, February 6, 2016, midday mini jazz concert fundraiser. All right, so today's show, we are talking about snow days and family preparation. Snow days definitely are fun for kids. I know as an educator, I recall the days of waiting for the phone call through the snow chain, or either looking at the news all night, in anticipation of the school showing across the bottom of the screen and flipping the channels. And I remember back in the day, it was always turning on the radio before the news stations really started doing this, but turning on the KMOX and other radio stations to listen to school closings. And now we have it mostly on television as well as radio, but the most common form of communication is through the television as well as district and school websites that parents can check into, or sometimes parents may get an automated call from their school's automated system. So snow days, it's fun, it's exciting. It means no school, no work, and teachers are excited as well as the kids. Everybody's doing their snow day dance and they're excited. But for parents, it may not be such an exciting time. So that's why I'm having this show. I know we recently had a snow day this last week here in St. Louis, Missouri. And so, of course, kids were excited. But, it did make me think about parents and what parents have to go through when their kids are out of school for that day. Sometimes for parents, it means that they can't go to work themselves because they may not be able to find a babysitter for their children or have anywhere else for their children to go. So that can become a concern and a burden and make snow days not such a fun event for parents. Also, as far as food being in the homes, food gets very expensive. Gas is going down, but food costs are going up. From time to time, we see a little bit of a decrease, but then we're also seeing some increase. And so with food, parents consistently count on having food available for their children who are at school, particularly those who are receiving free and reduced lunch costs. Those who normally pack their children's lunch or their children are on a special diet, having food at home may not be such an issue. But for those parents who don't normally pack their children's lunch, expecting to have even extra food for breakfast as well as snack and then also lunch can become a financial concern for parents. And there's another issue. So before we get into solutions, I just want to throw out some of those concerns. And, as you are listening, if there are other concerns that you have or things that I say that spark your imagination and creativity or experience, please feel free to dial 1 during the conversation so that I can bring you into the discussion tonight. So another concern is also the heat factor or the environment factor. For parents, often when you leave home, you're turning down the thermostat so that the house isn't being heated up, you know, extra toasty while you're not there. You know, you turn it down just a little bit, and then you turn it back up once you get home and, you know, everyone is settling into their day or into the night. So if the kids are there all day, that means that the energy bill is going up. And because that's more electricity, that's also more heat, you know, that is being used, more gas that is being burned. And so all of those things come into play as well. And we also have another concern of safety. You know, if children are do happen to be alone because their parents go to work that particular day, and the children are left alone, then the children are in the home unsupervised, and depending upon their age, you know, that the parents may not be as comfortable with them being home, or it could, you know, just really be a concern with their children being at home at that particular time, you know, for several hours without any adult supervision. So really, you know, for parents, it's quite a concern financially. You know, snow days hit them in the pocket. There's no food, perhaps. They're using more electricity, more gas, more energy. They may not have anyone to watch their children, or they may have to stay home from work with their children. And while I'm on that note, so, you know, with the little ones, especially even the older kids, but definitely with the little ones, they want to go outside and explore the snow and have fun and make, you know, forts and igloos and throw snowballs and just really enjoy the snow. And parents may not feel like being a part of that or engaging in that. So as a parent, how do you keep your child engaged and doing fun activities when they're inside, you know, so that you don't hear the proverbial, I'm bored, I have nothing to do, I wish I had something fun, are we going to do something today? You know, you're looking saying there is a ton of snow, or either it's still snowing, and this child is asking me, are we going to do anything today outside? Because, you know, with kids, keep in mind, their nature pretty much is outside. As adults, we learn to adapt to being inside, and we can make any room in our house, you know, our office, our workspace, our cook space, you know, our laundry space, we just know how to do that, and it doesn't bother us, it doesn't faze us. But for kids, you know, the fun tends to be outside. If it's not in front of a television or a game room, if you have a game room at home, then, you know, it's pretty much outside. For kids, you know, little kids up through adolescents, teens, and young adults. So as a parent, you know, how do you keep them engaged in doing something fun as well as meaningful and even educational during those snow days? So again, today we're talking about snow days and family preparation. I know that snow days can be fun for kids and even teachers, because I was, as an educator, very happy for those snow days myself. But it can be tough on parents. And after having this last snow day, that's something that I thought about, was, you know, how it affects parents and impacts them. And because this show focuses on parents, I really wanted to address this issue. Also, I'd like to have an opportunity for those who are listening, if you're on call, if you're through your cell phone or your smartphone, landline, then feel free to press 1. Jump in at any time, give your thoughts, share your thoughts about snow days, especially if you are a parent or if you are a grandparent and maybe you babysit your kids when those snow days come up, or if you want to recall your childhood and how much snow days impacted your life as a child growing up. If you're listening through your computer, tablet, et cetera, and you're online, then I encourage you to dial 646-595-4481, 646-595-4481, and then press 1 so you can be brought into the discussion. Yes, hi, caller. Welcome to the line.
Hi, thank you for having me, Dr. Washington.
Oh, thank you.
Well, as you were talking, then I thought that this was perfect. My daughter, she actually just recently had I believe it was 3 snow days in a row last week.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it was definitely kind of hard to keep her from feeling bored, but we managed. We did let her go outside for a little bit to play in the snow, maybe about 20 minutes. Of course, she wanted to stay out there longer, but we were ready to go inside. But we did that, and then we also watched a movie, and we took that time to start her Spanish workbook. So she has been learning some Spanish, so we got to go through that, and she really enjoys that. It was just nice to see her kind of sit down, and we would do like 6 pages a day and really practice
mm-hmm.
with that, and it was something she looked forward to. And then we just played a few games also and listened to some music and just tried to keep doing different activities that we knew she would enjoy. And so that's pretty much what we did on her snow day. And she helped us out a lot. Like if we had cleaning to do, then, you know, we kind of made it a game for her to help us load the dishwasher or something like that. So.
Oh, wow. I bet that was exciting for her.
Oh, yeah, very much.
So with multiple days, can you talk more on how maybe it impacted you all besides trying the activities and trying to find something for her to do?
Well, it was kind of rough at first because, you know, you're having to put all your attention into your child during that time, and you're used to being at work, or for the most part, a lot of us are used to being at work. So I know I ended up having to call off work those days. So it kind of impacted me as far as I wasn't prepared as far as having enough energy for
mm-hmm.
it. So that was a huge adjustment for me. But, you know, eventually when you see your child is having such a good time and y'all are able to do things in the house, because there were days where we didn't go out at all, so we just stayed in the house literally all day. And that's really
mm-hmm.
hard, too, especially if you and your family are pretty active. But it impacted me as far as just being not really being able to adjust that fast to it. But it was nice, though, because they helped me to slow down and just focus on spending time with each other and getting to know each other. So that was good for us.
You know, and I like what you said about slowing down. Sometimes we don't always slow down. I mean, our world is so busy, and our culture is go, go, go all the time. And when something like this happens, a snow day, you know, it throws us off guard. You know, it does force you to slow down. So I like that you said that it forced you to have to slow down. Although you're an active parent already, you know, that's something that, you know, it still impacts all parents. You know, we think,
uh-huh.
well, you know, parents are so busy, they're not spending time. But it's for, even when you are spending time with your child, still you get to spend it in a different way. It's not at a
wow.
certain hour or once you get off from work or when vacation comes or the weekend rolls around or whatever, or at bedtime or whatever. You know, it's, okay, we got it. We got this opportunity, and we have
uh-huh.
it now. Is there
yeah.
anything before you go that you would suggest to parents as far as being prepared? I mean, winter's not over by any stretch, and we may have some more days. Is there anything you would suggest to parents as far as being prepared for those snow days?
I think just to kind of make a plan for the day, so like a snow day lesson plan almost for your child, for you and your child to engage in, because you don't want to be thrown off. So you want to make sure that you all have things there, like a puzzle or games or a movie that they haven't watched in a while, popcorn, you know, something to kind of keep their minds entertained and to also give you a break too. Because the reason why we did the movie was because mommy needed some more time to just wind down and not feel like she's constantly
right.
going. So just little things like that, or coloring, like, you know, the only time I color is with her, and that's just, again, to kind of get that break for me, but it's still something we're doing together and she enjoys it. So just having a plan for what you all will do, kind of make different activities. That way it's a little less stressful for you and you can kind of know how the day's going to go. And honestly, it eventually gets a lot easier because you can have a set schedule. Like, it's easier to say, okay, tonight she's going to be in bed by 8:30 because you didn't do anything. You know, you were at home all day. So, and it's easier to get the bath in, to cook on time. Like, so much just fell into place. So just really kind of plan out what would my typical day be like if we were to have a snow day. And I think that'll be just keep in your back pocket if it happens.
And you know what I liked is that you said you needed a break as the parent. And, you know, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. And parents don't always take a break for themselves, especially moms. You know, moms just go and go, and they're between every family member except themselves. And so that was important that you mentioned taking a break for yourself. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind, if your child is at school all day, their teacher does have a break at some point. You know, it's important to have a break. So if the teacher gets a break, even though they're getting paid for it, still as a parent, it's important for you to get paid, to get a break as well, even though you're not getting paid for it. We all need those mental breaks. And so I love everything that you said. I think those are some really great points for parents who are listening to the show tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be able to share those with all of you all.
Thank you so much. Oh, and one thing before you go, would you recommend naps? You know, I know this is a question that kids might not like, but would you recommend naps for kids during the day on snow days? Or do we deviate from the norm?
No, I definitely try to keep that nap in there, but it's hard because she's at the age to where they've gotten rid of naps and they just do quiet time now. But still have her lay in the bed, and she didn't go to sleep, so she still didn't have her nap, quote unquote. But she at least laid in the bed, and she was for the most part quiet. So yes, I do think that's also another parent break time as well, depending upon how your child does with that. But definitely, because they still need their rest, and you don't want them to have a hard time adjusting if they do get naps at school once they go back.
And I like that, too, making sure that the kid has some downtime during the day and also that they have somewhat of a regular routine, that something's like school. You know, the academic still goes on at least part of the day. They have some downtime. They have some playtime, their lunch. So they get a chance to it's structured. It's very structured so that when they go back to school, it's structured.
Yeah, that's very important because I made sure she still ate around the same time that she normally does at school. So, you know, I really tried to keep it as close to her school schedule as possible.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate everything you shared. And, you know, I just love when parents call in and they give their tips and suggestions because that is what this show is all about. It's about parents calling in, sharing their tips and advice and their experiences with other parents so that we can all see, you know, and learn from each other. So thank you so much for calling.
Oh, anytime. Thank you for having me.
Okay, and before you go, I take it you won't be doing any snow day dances anytime soon? Wishing for snow days.
No, I won't. I had my fair share last week. I'm hoping that the weather is, you know, stays nice this week or at least decent enough for us to be able to, you know, continue our regular routine.
Okay. Well, you have a great rest of the day and enjoy your family.
Thank you, Dr. Washington. You too.
Thank you. Yes, as I mentioned, you know, snow days are fun for kids and even educators, but they can be tough on parents. And as the caller just said, a fellow parent, you know, we really appreciate those comments about making sure that your child has a structured day during those snow days. Even if you're unavailable to be at home with your child or your child won't have any adult supervision, still structure their day, plan in advance that just in case there's a snow day, these are some things you would like for your child to accomplish during that day while you're away at work or you're at school or training or what have you, and have some things set aside for them. Make sure there's some games, some puzzles, some activities, some academic things for them to do that you know are appropriate for their age and the level of difficulty that their age is able to achieve. And also have some movies that you feel are appropriate for your children to watch in your absence that they haven't seen in a while. And, you know, make the day fun, whether you're able to be there or not, or someone else is able to be there in your place or not, or you have some place for them to go. Also make sure that there's some downtime. You know, as the caller mentioned, naps. You know, unfortunately, schools are going away from naps, so that's some new news, you know, that many of us might not have been aware of. As the children get closer to kindergarten, they may not have naps anymore, and during kindergarten and first grade, you know, naps may not be in the school day as they once were years ago. So just making sure that your child at least lies down for a little while so that he or she can get some rest and just have a sense of calm and a time to of quiet, you know, so that they can think and reflect, you know. And it doesn't matter if they go to sleep or not. The point is just for them to rest their bodies and rest their minds and to be on a routine schedule like they are at school as close as possible. Also consider having lunch around that same time that they would have lunch at school, have a snack around snack time if your child's school allows snacks and has a snack time schedule. So just things like that to help, you know, make it a fun day and a structured day. Structure, I think, is the biggest key that was stressed from the caller. So making sure those things are in place during snow days and not getting caught off guard, you know, from a snow day. Also thinking about foods that you can stock up on in advance. If you like to prepare food from scratch, prepare little meals and freeze them, you know, put them in the freezer so that it's available whenever there's a snow day. Or buy packets of things such as the burgers or the hot dogs and things like that, you know, with the expiration that has, you know, at least a good 30 days, 30, 60, 90 days, you know, so that it's there, you know, fries, pizza rolls, pizzas, you know, anything quick that your kids, you are comfortable with them heating up in the microwave or heating up in the oven, plenty of cereal, you know, fruit, chips, you know, things that will tide them over until you get home and you're able to prepare dinner or it's time for them to prepare dinner if they're old enough to do so on their own. So, again, we hope that snow days can become fun for parents. I think the key is preparation. You know, as a parent, the more we're prepared for these things because it's inevitable that they will happen, and sometimes it's one day. In our case here, in our location, it was one day. But the caller who just called in, she said her daughter's snow days were three, so it came in multiples. So you just never know how snow days may go. Your child might even come home on a snow day. But know that if they do come home on a snow day, normally they have at least eaten lunch before they've come home. So that much at least is taken care of. But let's end the show. Again, I want to encourage you to purchase your tickets for our Midday Mini Jazz Concert Fundraiser, which will be Saturday, February 6, 2016, from 3 to 5 p.m. Singles, $15, and couples, $25. Includes your lunch. Your dress is semi-formal attire, and there is free parking. It will take place at 20 South Sarah, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. That's the corner of Sarah and Forest Park. Mr. Ron Wilkinson will be our guest. His CDs will be available for purchase and autographing before, during, and after the show. And also, if you love to get a taste and feel for Mr. Wilkinson's performance, then go in advance. Then just visit our website as you purchase your ticket, www.educationforallinc.com. We will not have a show next week. We are taking a break next week from the show, but we do encourage you to join us back in February on February the 7th, and also to check out our Involved Parent magazine, which debuts on February the 1st. Thank you very much, and I wish favor upon every parent and guardian as you prepare your children for academic success in the upcoming week.
Nothing on you.
Nothing on you.
So you just keep living your life following Christ, because God's favor on you.